All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Light the Lamp, presented by Gettle, hanging out in the Korea Studios here in Anaheim. And Ken French with you, just kind of jumping in Alexis' seat, and hanging out with Aaron Teets, the president of the Anaheim Ducks. And Aaron, the reason that we're here, obviously a lot going on with the organization, but recently big news when it comes to a brand new media partner, Victory Plus and KCOP, now part of the Ducks organization, part of the Ducks family. Can you kind of off the top, just kind of let people know, this is a loaded question, obviously, but what went into that decision to change partners and to partner up with Victory and KCOP?
You've gone right past how long it's taken me to be invited on the show.
We don't see. Okay.
So
I don't do the bookings. I'm not in charge.
Let's talk to the right people. I'm not Every now and again, we're allowed to chat.
Well, people on this platform know who Joey Cocktails is. So it is Joey Cocktails.
I'm not going to refer to him as I don't. But you're right.
Yes.
I'm super excited.
And by the way, glad to have you here.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate the invite, finally.
You're welcome.
But we are. We're super excited, you know, to have these two partners with us and really get ourselves in a position where we're able to really focus on the fan, have 100% distribution in the market, which between these two platforms is going to be absolutely fantastic for the fan. So we couldn't be happier.
So, you know, obviously part of this, or the premise and foundation of this conversation, is to really educate the fan on what is going on and how this will benefit the fan. I mean, there is no cost when it comes to this. You mentioned 100% distribution. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit more on those two particular points?
Yeah, we'll start with our broadcast over the air carrier, Channel 13, KCOP. They've sort of rebranded themselves as Fox Plus. So we're going to have to get used to that a little bit.
Okay.
But so we're going to have 65 games, and that obviously is covered on all of your cable, satellite. They have a must carry. So that has 100% distribution in the market if you have any sort of pay TV service, antenna, regardless.
You don't need DirecTV. You don't need, you know, any of that stuff.
You need
it's access to everybody.
Yeah. So fantastic. We're excited about that. So we'll have 65 games in total. A handful of those games will be on Channel 11 Fox as well.
Okay.
So we're excited about what that brings. And for those people that have those and consume their content that way, 40% of the LA DMA is broadband only, meaning they don't have a pay TV service. They don't watch it on antenna, et cetera. So for them, the streamers out there, we have a fantastic new platform called Victory Plus. The Dallas Stars are on this platform. We're excited to come on this platform. It's an absolutely free service, whether you are downloading it and watching it on your smart TV or
free app, right? Everything's free.
Absolutely. So you can download it on your smart TV. You can put it on your Roku, on your Fire Stick. If you want to watch it on your phone or whatever, absolutely free to everybody. So I'm super excited about it. Now, I say to everybody, we need to make sure that we are in the LA DMA. We have rules where you can't go and broadcast outside of your marketplace. But that being said, everyone in these 8 million households can experience NHL hockey, Ducks hockey, for free. And we're really, really fired up.
Every game will be on the app, because I wanted to ask you, you're going to have the KCOP 65 games or Fox Plus, but then will that be, when those games are airing, will it be side by side with the app as
Absolutely.
Well? Okay.
Yeah. There's the only thing that I would say when we say every game, we do have to remember there are national games.
Okay.
So there will be a handful of games that are only shown nationally, but yes, all the other games will be found on the Victory Plus app.
What about people that are out of market that want to watch the games? Because the Ducks are a global brand. We have people all the time watching us from other countries as well as other states. Well, how does that affect?
It's the same. It's
okay.
You know, you'll go to your ESPN Plus or whatever. So the league product and the national product that is outside of the LA DMA, that will not change for us. What we're really talking about here is the LA DMA, the 8 million homes that surround our designated area, they will all have access.
Why is this the right move at the right time for this organization?
You know, I think we have a changing landscape in television. So, and what that's going to require from teams and leagues is an amazing amount of flexibility. You're going to be looking at things a little bit differently. And for us, I speak all the time about Henry and Susan Samueli as the best owners in sports, and they get it. And when we sat down and we talked it through, we prioritized the fan. We prioritized the distribution of the game. And here we are. We're coming out of a comprehensive rebuild that's been several seasons long. We're excited about the brand development that we had, you know, of what our uniforms and our updated logo and all these things look like. And so we want to make sure that we can reach the maximum number of Ducks fans or NHL fans in the market. And so they understood that. They said, let's take a look at just how we achieve that. And we were able to put together a deal with a couple partners that are just as excited as we are. And I'm just really excited to be able to work with an organization that can prioritize the fans that way.
Ducks fans who are listening to this or anybody else that's tuning in just out of interest and wanting to get educated on what's going on might have been privy or just reading all of the press when it comes to all the stuff going on with Bally Sports and everything that's been going on with the bankruptcy there. This with Victory it's not only a now, it's a future. And you kind of alluded to it when it comes to streaming. Why is this a step towards the future to a bigger play for this Ducks organization and the future of the way that games are going to be watched?
Yeah, I think what you're seeing here is a shift. And all you have to do is look at the metrics on how people are consuming their content. And there has been a subscriber churn. So we've had great partners in Bally's for years. And
prior to that, it was Prime Ticket, and it was Fox Sports,
or whatever. So obviously the same entities. And our relationship with them has been a great one. But I think you alluded to it. This requires this change, this amount of flexibility that's required to actually move with the metrics that we're seeing. And what we're seeing is a higher number of folks that are moving away from that traditional paid TV service, and they're moving into that broadband only or that streaming. So how do you do that? How do you meet them to where they're going? Yep. So this made sense for us at the time. It wasn't in reaction to anything that wasn't in Bally's. Bally's has been a terrific partner. We wish them nothing but the best in their bankruptcy. I think the leagues that Bally's has in them, MLB, NBA, NHL, they're better leagues with a healthy Bally's in it. Mm-hmm. But if you look at what makes sense for the Anaheim Ducks today and what we can do for our fan base, this is the perfect time, and I think this is the perfect platforms to do it.
You mentioned, you know, Henry and Susan being, you know, the best owners, and not, I don't think, you know, that we're biased by any means. I truly believe they're at least the top five ownership group of any sports franchise out there. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to looking forward and being forward thinking, you look at DuckStream, the platform we're on right now, mm-hmm. and putting radio games now on DuckStream along with all the other content. That being said, I think now this is another step forward when it comes to the TV market. Victory Plus, you mentioned the Dallas Stars. This is brand new. I think, are we the only second hockey team on Victory Plus?
Yeah, correct.
I mean, this is kind of groundbreaking stuff that we're doing right now. And there's got to be an excitement that we are part of something that's just only going to get bigger.
There is. And you know what? In speaking to those at Victory Plus, they're just excited to get things going. I mean, the number of meetings that have already kicked off on the production elements and what we can do to make sure that all the sales environment is correct and whatever. There's a lot that goes into it. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done to get us in the next, you know, 45 days ready for NHL hockey on the platform. But I'm as excited as can be to be part of something new like this, to actually have an entrepreneurial spirit that comes from the compass that is Henry Samueli and what he's been able to do through broadband technology and stuff. So it just all fits, Frenchie, honestly. And if we can really step back and make sure that you're taking it from the lens of the fan, this is going to be something that I think is really going to be celebrated.
So this is brand new, entrepreneurial. I'm hearing all this stuff, which is super exciting.
But then big words for you. I can speak slower.
I have a dictionary next to me. Okay. I am looking them up as we speak. But I wanted to...
What's a dictionary?
Webster.com. I wanted to ask you, you know, from a fan perspective, what is the broadcast going to look like? Is it going to look similar to what we saw through Bally's and Fox Sports West through all these years? Or is there going to be something different? Or is that something you're still trying to work out right now?
I think probably the latter there. Okay. So I think anytime you're talking about brand new and what you can do and getting yourself prepped for a season, what I would suggest is we have that crawl, walk, run scenario and make sure we have good, clean shows. And the folks, I've worked with them in the past. I know those production folks over at Victory Plus. They know what they're doing. Their platform and their tech is very, very solid. But that being said, I think you're going to see this look evolve. I think you're going to see the tech evolve. I mean, what capabilities the broadcast has to actually integrate live with the fan will be looked through over the course of this agreement. So super excited to get into all of that. I'm going to let the smarter production folks handle it from that point on and see what that look and feel is, but we're super excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a quick conversation when it comes to that. That being said, though, too, you know, the infrastructure to let everybody know, to give them confidence who have watched this broadcast, like the production folks, you know, some of the main, the key players, if you will, are still part of this for the Anaheim Ducks, as well as, you know, the broadcasters themselves that will be in front of the camera. So there will be a similar look and feel with obviously changes in, you know, developing into this new platform.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. We want to make sure the broadcasters are there. We want to show producers and directors, you know, I've long said, like, I don't think this move is possible if it isn't for the crew that we have that do Ducks hockey every day. They're fantastic. As far as a regional crew goes, I don't think you could hand select a better group of individuals to get this on the air. That being said, I think that everybody looks to see what can evolve. How do we make sure that we're not just moving to a different platform, but how do we actually show it in a way that can actually benefit the fan? And I think those are the fun discussions that are happening now, and I've been kicked right out of. So when that happens, you know what? We don't need you anymore. So thank you for your help. But
I'm trying let's not ask too many, you know, really hard hitting questions here.
Yeah, good.
But as we wrap things up a little bit, I do want to touch on the platform itself and content, because content is king. It's a new network per se. You know, we had the Ducks Weekly in the past, the specialty magazine shows, and some of the features. Are these some of the, or will the fan be able to see some of this specialty programming, or will that be discussed moving forward with this new platform?
Yeah. In a word, yes. Okay. So that specialty, each of is the way I understand this platform is breaking out, will have its own kind of separate channel where you can go through and see some of those feature materials that you're talking about, that behind the scenes look, and all of those that have been produced, I'll call them shoulder programming. You'll find that on the Victory Plus platform and on that Ducks channel, if you will, within it. So excited to see that kind of come to be, where we can access that in one spot and really have the fans engaging in that, not just for the broadcast, but also on a daily basis.
And still working to per se on the, I know I mentioned structure, not to dive into it too much. I know that, you know, that's for some of the other folks, but pre and post game show, intermissions, things of that nature, those are still, again, what we talked about, those are being discussed to see how those are going to play out.
Yeah. I look at those as opportunity.
Yeah.
What were we doing before? How can we look at it a little bit differently? What does this opportunity really bring to us as far as a different structure, feel, format, et cetera? I wouldn't think that it's going to be insane, revolutionary right off the bat. I think right now it makes sense to make sure that everything is solid and sound, and want to get that broadcast to the fans in the most concrete and identifiable way as we possibly can. But I think as this goes along, even as the season goes along, I think we're going to try a new and innovative things as we go. I think that's really the excitement of the Victory Plus platform as well.
100% distribution, 100% free cost to Ducks fans. Aaron Teets knows a lot, but not too much. We appreciate you being here.
They keep me just out of the fun stuff.
You know enough to be dangerous.
There you go.
Aaron Teets, president of the Anaheim Ducks.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.